This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August 12th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today is International Youth Day. This day is defined by the United Nations as a day directed towards young people 15 to 24. Today, there are 1.2 billion young people of this age. They account for 16% of the global population. Half the people on our planet are 30 or younger, and this is expected to reach 57% by the end of 2030. Surveys show that 67% of people believe in a better future, and the 15 to 17-year-olds are the most optimistic. Most of us have heard the words of activist Jack Weinberg. He said, "Never trust someone over 30. He's now 60. We, who are over 30, who are the stewards of our planet, who have lived and experienced the vast changes in life as technology marched us into the second millennium, have a link to the past and a view to the future. We likely have felt or said, if only we knew then what we know now. With this in mind, we have an ability to share our experience and knowledge with our youth. And we can do that today, and in so doing, possibly do our part to help make a better future for those who follow us. We can make a difference to the generations that come after us. But we over 30 are not trusted by those who are the youth of today. So if we aren't trusted, how can we mentor, teach, share, and help make a better world?" Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg is a great example of how the young generation is taking up the baton for the relay race combating climate change. Her passion shows. She said, yes. She said, "The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you." She also said, "We showed that we are united and that we, young people, are unstoppable." The passion of youth is powerful, and it can bring enormous positive change to the future. We, those of us over 30, can't help in this movement to save our planet and build a better world for our future generations unless we gain the trust of our youth, if we become part of the solution. We mustn't just say that we've done our bit and retire and sit back. We can build trust and be engaged in life and contribute our part to the future. We can build trust in our day-to-day relationships and with the young people we encounter. It's possible when we're honest with ourselves and share what we believe and know without demanding and forcing our way to be the only path. We need to honor our word and be helpful. And when we can, we must show our youth that we care as much as they do about the issues that affect us all. It's okay to make a mistake, to be wrong. After all, we're only human. But to build trust, we must be willing to admit that we're being wrong and be open to change. Rather than accept any expiration date, we can function and participate and contribute to what is needed today to make the world a better place for those who follow us. When we build intergenerational trust, we foster young individuals who respect us and gladly grasp the baton and carry on to build a brighter future. The more we share, the more trust we build, the stronger and more powerful the torchlight burns as it is passed on to future generations. George Bernard Shaw said, "Let the future say of our generation that we sent forth mighty currents of hope and that we work together to heal the world." Today, International Youth Day 2023, is our time to recognize the strength and power of our youth, and also to acknowledge our responsibility as older adults to share our knowledge and experience and be the force that has the back of our young. We can foster kindness and love. We can create opportunities so all our young can acquire an education and have the possibility of being their best. And then they can build a future we all can be proud of, regardless of age or where they are in this world. We all can support social justice, inclusion, peace, and work so everyone has food and clean water enough and shelter. We can live our best in a sustainable world. We can make this possible. Today, International Youth Day, is our day to get motivated to be our best and share what we can with our youth, so that tomorrow will be better than today. In this hour, your From a Woman's Perspective team will share their knowledge and experience to empower anyone who wishes to make a better life do so, based on solid information. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg, Christine the health coach. We'll learn from our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. We'll speak with senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And I'll try and be your wardrobe doctor as well. So after one important message about organ transplants, we'll get started and learn about investing for retirement tax efficiently from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us so we can learn more about financial planning for retirement. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Well, this week and the next time I'm on, I'm going to be talking about health, the possible cost of care, and the impact on retirement planning. As you've heard me say before, we want to plan happy, healthy, active to at least 95. And for those who are in committed relationships, both of you to 95. We need to take financial plans a step further, though, and we do need to ask the question, what if? Or put another way, what are the circumstances that might impact your financial future? One of those big what ifs is, what if I experience poor health and require care? I recently attended a conference where we discussed important health and well-being topics as it impacts Canadians and their retirement plans. And new research from Scotiabank Economics, the report Rethinking Retirement in an Age of Longevity by Rebecca Young, offers great insight into this topic. Longevity impacts our clients in a couple of important ways, their personal well-being and financially. We know Canadians are living longer, and according to Scotia's research, we know that almost half of seniors 75 years or older have at least one disability. A quarter of Canadians age 85 and older are residing in long-term care settings. We also know that most are not saving enough to support these future costs. Women are particularly at risk of not being financially prepared, as women continue to outlive men by almost 3 years. A typical 65-year-old woman is expected to live 7 years in less than full health, with a full 75% of women living into their late 80s will require long-term care. financially, we need to be preparing to not just live a long time, but to be able to pay for possible health-related expenses. And yet, as the report states, the majority of Canadians don't even have a financial plan for retirement, let alone one that builds in a buffer for potential health care costs. Less than half of Canadians undertake financial planning for retirement. And according to a survey by the Canadian Institute of Actuaries, despite ample studies attributing planning to better outcomes, less than one in three Canadians consider long-term care needs, though only one in 10 have actually set aside funds to pay for it. The majority would default to government supports, financial, health, and long-term care, despite perceiving major failings in the level and access and quality of that care. In a couple of weeks, when I'm on again, I'm going to talk about aging in place. When I speak with clients about what if they require health expenses or care, most tell me that they would ideally like to age in place and stay in their home. So next time, we're going to talk details, what projected costs might look like, and the financial implications of spending our final years at home.
So, Leslie, we look forward to living a long life, but we need to pay for living that long life and do a way that we can sleep at night and not worry that we'll run out of money. Obviously, that's your business, helping us plan. So if we want to talk about this or have a review of our financial plan to make sure that we're covered for a long life, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Leslie McCormick, the Farwell Group. We all want to live a long life. Let's make sure that we can live it comfortably and not be worrying about money. Have the conversation, examine the possibilities, and make the decision that's right for you. One call gets you started. 416-863-7501. Thank you, Leslie, and I look forward to learning more next time we speak.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Leslie. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will give us her weekly health tip, this time about stress. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by our healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. So stay right here and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I thought I'd talk a little bit about mineral deficiencies. So many people really look to optimize their health. You know, they'll focus on vitamins, but actually minerals are equally as important as well because each cell in our body requires minerals, and without the correct levels, they tend not to function optimally. So what are we talking about when we're talking about minerals? So minerals are not something our bodies make naturally. We actually obtain them through food and water that we consume, and there's actually two different categories. There's something called macro minerals, and these include things like magnesium, sodium, potassium, calcium, and our bodies require larger amounts of these minerals. So if you eat a balanced diet, this can be often accomplished fairly easily. And then we have something called trace minerals, and these are required in actually smaller amounts. amounts, but they're really essential to our cellular function. And these include things like manganese, copper, iodine, zinc, and even selenium. And zinc and selenium is really important for our thyroid, for example. And these can also be obtained by eating a balanced diet. But often in my patients, I do see common mineral deficiencies and imbalance. And what happens in our bodies, we don't get enough of these essential trace and macro minerals. And sometimes that can, you know, we see signs of weak bones, fatigued, and even a weakened immune system. So very quickly, there's five of the most common mineral deficiencies that I'm going to talk about. And next week, we're going to actually talk about how we can address them naturopathically. So the first one is calcium. Calcium is a mineral. It's associated with strong bones and teeth. Iron, for example, is an important component of our blood, our hemoglobin, and it's really important because it carries oxygen to our tissues. Magnesium, that's crucial. It has many body functions, including blood pressure, proper nerve function, energy metabolism. Potassium is important as an electrolyte because it's needed by enzymes that help our body turn carbohydrate into energy. And finally, zinc is necessary for protein synthesis and really for immune system and for wound healing. So not getting enough can cause things like loss of appetite, taste, and even smell. So next week I'm going to talk a little bit about what causes mineral imbalances and how we can address these things naturopathically. But in the meantime, if people have questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And I believe that my listeners get a 15-minute consultation at no cost. One call to have a conversation and ask your questions and get your answers. Dr. Betty, the number is 905-707-2001. Am I right?
That's correct, yes.
So anyone listening who has questions, maybe about mineral imbalances and maybe just about your general health, if you want to learn how to deal with your body naturally, remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and the number 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Every person, young or old, can navigate their life better when they hear their best. We each have only one pair of ears. To help us understand how to care for our ears and maintain good hearing throughout our life, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Maintaining our hearing is usually not difficult, but it involves taking steps to prevent at least the primary forms of hearing trauma. Being educated and aware of the possible situations that can cause temporary or even sometimes permanent hearing loss is the best way to preserve our hearing. Some of the most common activities that we do cause a degree of hearing loss. For example, vacuuming or cutting the grass with a gas mower. These activities are done over a while, and depending on our tools, they can cause some hearing damage. Or sometimes participating in educational activities can also cause hearing loss, like learning to play an instrument or even teaching others to play an instrument. Many musical instruments can cause some damage to our hearing because of the duration and exposure and intensity of the sound. Several recreational activities would most certainly cause hearing loss, like going to a sporting event like a soccer or even basketball game. There are always loud concerts that play sold-out shows every week in the city, as well as a multitude of nightclubs that offer their patrons drinks in an environment that produces high levels of sound pressure. Among these activities, there are several others, like riding a motorcycle or a jet ski with significant wind noise, listening to music with headphones on, or even attending a loud exercise class that can potentially injure your hearing on a permanent basis. We always have a choice to either use hearing protection or not. Most people will usually go without, and they will be the ones who usually will find out that they could have made better choices. But even with the available options for hearing protection, there are too many times where hearing protection is not worn properly. When it comes to disposable earplugs, many people don't wear them properly, resulting in a nearly pointless exercise. The second thing to consider is that some people have naturally good ears to fit and use over-the-counter hearing protection devices like foam earplugs. Other people will have no success with these, and they will have to get custom-made hearing protection, which fits their ears really well and offers a consistent level of hearing protection. If any of the listeners have any questions about their hearing or they want to discuss ways to preserve their hearing, we're always happy to help.
Well, Edmund, hearing protection is important from what you've said, and caring for our ears should be number one since we only have one pair. For a complimentary hearing test, for a conversation to guide you and to make decisions that work for you, one call will get you started. 416-754-4327. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Look after your ears. You only have one pair. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Cupid. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I was just going to tell you a funny little story from someone that I interviewed. I think I talked about her on your last show. Her name was Sharon, and we did an interview together, and she said, she had a question for me. She said, I was wondering, because she said, I've known about you guys for a long time. She's the one that whose brother met his wife through us, and she said, how did you come up with the name Misty River Introduction? She said, to be honest, I find it a little bit corny. And I thought, yeah, you know, it's funny how things happen, because when I started out to be a matchmaker, one of the things you have to do is you have to go down and register a business name. And you get three choices, and what they do is they run them through to make sure that you don't have a name like someone else's, so you can get them rejected. And the first three I chose, I thought they were very good, and they were all rejected. And so I thought hard, and I came up with three other choices, and they were all rejected. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I really like the name Misty River Introductions. And they said, oh, for goodness sake, that doesn't say what you do in the title, so people won't know what kind of company you are or anything like that. And I thought, well, to heck with it. I'm going to make it one of the three. So I put it on there, and as fate would have it, that was the only one that was accepted. And over the years, people have asked me about it, and I do think it's sort of a romantic name, and maybe it's a bit silly, but the interesting thing is, when people hear my name, they either remember Misty, or they remember River, so if they go to search it on the internet, it comes up. So it's really actually been a really good, it's a memorable name. People don't forget it. So I'm actually really happy that I got that name, and it worked out. And as this lady said to me, she said, well, I sure remembered that name. It was so distinctive that it might have been a little corny, but I remembered it when I went to look it up. There it was. So it's been over the years, it's been a great choice.
How many years ago was it, Linda, when you started your business?
30 years ago, long time.
Wow, 30 years of success stories. We're going to be busy here on From a Woman's Perspective talking happy stories.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect example. Her brother had been matched up with his wife in 2007, and here she is, 2023. She's coming to me for the first time. So it does sometimes take a long time for ideas to trickle through.
Well, we're ready when we're ready. But if someone's ready and wishing to talk to you about how Cupid works in 2023, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is to call our phone number, 416-777-6302. And if you're calling from outside the area, I've had quite a few people from the Hamilton-Kitchener area, Hamilton and Kitchener this last week. You can go on our website at mistyriverintros.com. And there's a toll-free number on there. If you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, there is a chat feature on our website So if you have a few questions you want to ask, it's always a person on the other end of those chats. It's not a robot, so you can be assured that you're talking to a real person. We also have a calendar on there where you can book a free consultation. It takes about an hour, but I'm always happy to go through an application and make sure that we have what you're looking for and that you'll be matched regularly. And there's also a wealth of information on our website, or write a dating blog. And so there's lots of advice on there that you can use.
416-777-6302. Matchmaker Linda Miller, 30 years of success stories and a company with a name you'll remember, Misty River Introductions. Thank you, Linda, and bring me a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown will give us her weekly healthy aging tip. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And afterwards, we'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Laurie Bell, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. She's a women's health expert, an award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And I'm looking forward to learning from her again because she's so generous with her facts and information each week. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm going to talk about a very common problem. Today, I'm going to talk about lactose intolerance. What does this really mean? Well, it means that the person with lactose intolerance is unable to fully digest sugar, which is lactose in milk, and it's because they don't have enough of an enzyme in the small intestine called lactase. That lactase enzyme is either completely missing or just too low, and so they're not able to digest a lot of dairy products. And what happens is that the lactase enzyme turns milk sugars, which is a big molecule, into two little molecules, glucose and galactose. And glucose and galactose are easily absorbed into the bloodstream through the intestinal lining. Well, if you're lactase deficient, if you have lactose intolerance, the lactose in your food doesn't get digested in the small intestine. It moves to the large intestine or the colon, and there it interacts with bacteria, undigested lactose, and causes the common symptoms and signs of lactose intolerance, which are diarrhea, gas, and bloating after eating dairy products. What's really important is that most people can have small amounts of lactose. It's unusual not to be able to have any lactose. But if you overdo it, if you have too much lactose, you're not able to digest it. So when we start with babies, one of the first things we suggest to new parents is to give the baby yogurt, because yogurt is already partly fermented, and that lactose in yogurt is already divided into some of the simple sugars. Again, with adults who are lactose intolerant, yogurt may be the easiest thing to digest because it doesn't need a lot of lactase enzyme. And so as an individual, you can decide how much milk and dairy you can tolerate and when it becomes too much for your system. In general, this is not a milk allergy. This is lactose intolerance. And the difference is you're not allergic to milk. You just don't have enough lactase enzyme in your system to have large quantities.
Well, I have friends who say they're lactose intolerant, but I've never understood it before today. So thank you for explaining that. And also, thank you for your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health and understand what's going on, take down the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown, and ask for the book at your local bookstore. Or you can call me at 416-504-6777 and order signed copies. And of course, you can always go to drvivianbrown.com and find the book and more information as well. You can't go wrong when you get solid advice in clear, concise language so you can make sense of the medical things that are happening around you, lactose intolerance being one of them. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for educating us.
Thank you, Marilyn. I think it's such a common problem, it may be helpful to people to understand why one day they can have a small amount and the next day they can't.
You've explained it well, and your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a must for us to take charge of our health. Thanks again, and talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
We win nothing when we run away from any problem. In fact, women suffer needlessly when we don't speak up about our health. The vagina is a part of our anatomy. As we age, it changes. To help us understand more and explain how we can rejuvenate our vaginas, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, you hit on a really important point, and I see this all the time in my office where women come in and they have a problem, and then I'm going, is there anything else that's going on? And I usually bring up, you know, do you notice any changes in their vagina, in your vagina, or is sex painful? And a lot of times they sort of look at me and then they tear up. They go, why didn't anyone else ever ask me this? So this is a problem, and I think that it's really hard for many women to address that with their physicians or even address it to themselves that there is a problem going on. But vaginal health is important, and I really stress to women that vaginal health, if it's not going well, can lead to bladder infections, believe it or not, and can lead to other types of problems that are more serious and more dangerous as we get older. So you shouldn't Vaginal problems or itching or dryness or any of the sort really should be looked at by a doctor because you don't want to miss something that might be more important later on.
Well, you're a gynecologist and you didn't start yesterday. You brought the Mona Lisa touch to Canada. Why did you do that?
So my practice has evolved over time. I was very busy delivering babies and surgery, and I evolved into more of a hormonal practice that deals with menopause and infertility. And many of my patients started complaining of vaginal dryness as they went through menopause. And by that, they had pain with intercourse, they had frequent bladder infections, they had fullness or pressure or incontinence, and it was almost impossible to find good treatments because most women, without any other symptoms, are hesitant to go on estrogen replacement. So I looked high and low, and in 2013 came across Mona Lisa Laser, which is a very easy, safe, quick, non-hormonal treatment for vaginal dryness. And by treating vaginal dryness, because of our anatomical proximity of the bladder to the vagina, we also treat problems in the bladder like incontinence or frequent bladder infections. And it's a really safe, wonderful treatment that avoids hormones, that works really well, and we'll give women back what they want, which is a healthy vagina that doesn't itch, that doesn't sting, that doesn't discharge abnormally, and also bladder health.
Well, I'm telling women, don't be shy. because it's possible to address problems of the vagina, and they aren't alone if they have a vaginal itch or there's odor. I've learned that from you, and when I speak to groups and organizations, I'm amazed at how few women talk about vagina. They may have talked about having babies and having a difficult period or having a hot flash, but they don't really address the problem. So I thank you for bringing our attention to our vagina. And I know that it's a way of trivializing it by saying we're rejuvenating the vagina because we take care of our skin and people rejuvenate that. But it's essential because we're taking care of our health. If someone wants to talk to you, do we need a referral?
No, you can call my office at 416-924-4666 or go to my website, femrenew.com, and leave a message and we get back to everybody who sends the message. And, you know, just to stress this point, 80% of women will have symptoms related to what we call genitourinary atrophy, which is the changes with age in the bladder, the vagina. So it happens in 80% to 50% of the population. So, you know, I can't stress enough, and women are so happy when they get a safe, open place to discuss it and to talk about what treatments are available.
So we don't need a referral. OHIP pays for our first visit, as I understand, because you are an MD and a gynecologist. And the number again?
You can call my office at 416-924-4666 or go to my website, femrenew.ca.
416-924-4666. Femrenew.ca. Dr. Faye Weisberg, a gynecologist who will listen to you and help you address any problem to do with your health and your vagina. Don't be shy and call and find out about the vaginal laser treatment and whether it will work for you. Thanks, Dr. Faye, and thanks for talking vagina on from a woman's perspective. You're a very important part to our team.
Thank you so much and enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. I can honestly say that I've dressed thousands of women in my career. Fashion trends come and go, but one thing has stayed the same. The women who dressed for their lifestyle with a true picture of their physical attributes and a realistic sense of who they are have had no problem always dressing to look their best. They've accumulated an inventory of clothes and accessories that work for them. Clothes in colors, shapes, and fabrics that flatter them. They've collected some timeless items that work for their specific body type. Like Joan, who's always had an apple shape. She purchased over the years tops that fell from her shoulders. We could call them swing tops of various widths, but they flattered her, and she stuck to open necklines, so the tops camouflaged her large midsection and highlighted her head and shoulders and always drew you to her magnificent green eyes. The context she wears these tops in has changed. Now they skim her body over black exercise tights, where before they went to work over pencil skirts and straight leg trousers. Each of us is unique. We have our positives, and we have things we may wish to conceal to create a balanced and proportioned, flattering look. When we stay engaged in life, when we're open to what the current fashion offerings are, we can select key pieces to update our wardrobe so it sends a positive message to those we meet. We're able to relate to others without speaking a word. When we do it right, our image says a lot about us. It gives us credibility and is a direct connection to open doors to conversations, and it's conversations to people of all ages. We as older adults don't win when we try to dress, I'll call it young. We at any age win when we dress to look our best. Age is just a number. We need to feel comfortable in our skin, and we can blend styles that suit us and the current trends to create our very own look. Then others want to emulate us and look their best too. We are works of art in progress, and as we grow, our wardrobes can change. No person of any age looks great when they dress inappropriately for their setting and they don't stay true to their core values and message and who they are. So my tip for today is be kind to yourself when you look in your mirror. Focus on your best qualities and then dress to frame them. Stick to color, styles, and shapes that work for you. Pay attention to your body shape, your size, your coloring, and remember your spirit and character and your lifestyle, and then dress for it. It will help you build a wardrobe that does its job. Next Saturday, August 19th, is the Healthy Bra Clinic at my store, Maryland's. To set an appointment for your complimentary personal bra fitting, to experience TAB, the amazing healthy bra without elastic straps, just call 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. That's my direct number, so we can talk, and perhaps if you wish, we can set a date and time for a personal wardrobe consultation as well. 416-504-6777. I look forward to speaking to you soon. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host. We'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
For this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week I come with a happy story about a young man named Marco. Marco is in his early 20s, and he has a cheerful spirit with an infectious smile. But he faces limitations due to his physical disability and relies on his wheelchair for movement. Marco has always dreamt of renovating his bathroom to make it more accessible so he no longer has the need for transferring from his wheelchair into a bathtub. Up until this point, his parents haven't had the means to renovate the bathroom for Marco. Well, this past July, they wanted to surprise Marco. His parents revealed a plan to renovate their main bathroom to make it completely accessible. The family worked closely with me and the team at Greater Toronto Accessibility to ensure the bathroom was built with universal design principles in place and to ensure every detail was catered to Marco's needs. The renovation included widening the bathroom door to accommodate his wheelchair easily. The sink was installed at a lower height, and the faucet was designed with a lever-style handle for easy use. Mirrors were placed at Marco's eye level, allowing him to see himself as he got ready each day so he could feel confident and independent. The true centerpiece of the renovation was a spacious roll-in shower. Marco's eyes lit up when he saw the elegant yet functional design. The shower had a bench for him to sit on comfortably and a handheld shower head that he could adjust with ease. As the renovation came to an end, Marco couldn't wait to try out his new accessible bathroom. With the support of his family, he wheeled himself into the shower with a huge smile on his face. His parents watched and were thankful we could make it happen for their son. He could now truly gain his independence back.
Well, Daniel, Marco's story is heartening. A lot of people don't realize the things that we need to make it comfortable for someone who has a challenge. What do you mean by universal design?
That's a great question, Marilyn. Well, what I mean is universal design, it makes it inclusive for people of all abilities and ages. The concept goes beyond just like accommodating individuals with disabilities. It strives to create spaces and products that can be used comfortably and effectively by everyone, regardless of their physical abilities.
So when someone does a renovation in their home, you're saying that it doesn't have to look institutional and that they can do something that will last and make a forever home. Is that basically the principle?
That's the principle. You want to make it kind of used for everybody. So it doesn't matter what your ability is. But you, like you said, you don't want it to make it look institutional. You want to make it look beautiful, and nobody knows it's going to be used for accessibility. So that's what it means for anybody that walks through the door to that bathroom. They can use it no matter their ability.
And my towel bar, if it is also a grab bar, if I ever slip in my bathtub, will hold me, right?
Yeah, so that grab bar we installed, it's, you can put up to 500 pounds of weight on it. The thing is, you'll never know it's a grab bar. It just looks like a soap dish.
Well, the soap dish and the towel bar made my bathroom safer for me, and nobody does know that it's for accessibility as well. So I thank you for that. Now, if someone wants to renovate, what width of door should they use that say accessible so they don't have to rip it out in 10 years?
That's another great question. So anywhere from 34 inches to 36 inches of what you should be aiming for. That way you're prepared for the future. Maybe you're going to need a wheelchair, and you don't want to make it too narrow. So you don't have to do things over again.
Well, wider doorways, to my eye, look better and definitely offer the possibility of being able to have my home forever. If anyone wants to talk to you about accessibility and renovating their home and making it a forever home, how do we reach you?
So you can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
Greater Toronto Accessibility, Daniel Wiskin, 647-206-6409. And before you run away, Daniel, can we have a show special?
For sure. If you're interested in getting any type of assessment done, I have something called the Total Home Safety Check. It's usually $89.95. It includes me coming to your house, a full written report top to bottom of whatever areas you want to look at in your house, whether it's a bathroom, whether it's a kitchen, maybe you want to build a ramp. So I make this document, and you can get ideas of how much it's going to cost. Like I said, usually $89.95, free for the first three callers this week.
You can't go wrong when you do things based on solid information from the right expert. When it comes to accessibility and your home, remember the name, Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, and the number 647-206-6409. And if you call now, Daniel will give you a total home safety check. Daniel will give you a total home safety check, and it won't cost you anything but some time, and you'll get wonderful, solid information. Thank you, Daniel. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
At Mosaic, the person matters. Whether at home, community, hospital, retirement home, and long-term care. To find out more, visit our website at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Body weight training. As we get older, we start to realize we're not as strong as we used to be or as flexible. And we admit that we don't have as much pep as we used to have either. And we wonder, what's the best yet safest way you can get back into shape and improve your overall health? The health and fitness experts at Harvard University Medical School have the answer you're looking for. The start slow and easy workout routines that use your own body weight to strengthen your whole body. Routines that offer a wealth of better health and more pep in your step. And more good news, you can easily do these feel younger exercises at home and adjust them to your fitness level. And there's positively no equipment necessary to get great results. You'll notice certain changes when you start one of these body weight training programs, like having more energy, being able to lift things more easily, seeing some definition in your muscles, and maybe even losing a few pounds or inches. And there are the changes that you can't see, like stronger bones, lower blood pressure, and your body's improved ability to manage blood sugar. Even short workouts will help you build your whole body fitness, improve your balance, and enhance your mobility and more. So if you would like to get started in a body weight training program, call me for a private consultation at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
You don't need any equipment. You just need the desire to be more fit. One call gets you started.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's decluttering, downsizing, or moving, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience and her dream team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. My tip of the week comes from our happy client, Anna, who tells us she wishes she'd moved 5 years ago. Anna's loving her new condo, and her delight is infectious. At 79 years young, she told me she feels that she now has a new lease on life and only wishes she'd made her move sooner. Gone are the stairs in her house, the home maintenance worries, and neighbors that she often only saw in the summer months. She decorated her bright and airy condo in her own style and with some of her own art. She doesn't miss her heavy oak dining room furniture from her house and opted instead to go with a much lighter look and palette for this next chapter in her life. Happy to help, Anna, and glad that you chose us to make your move as stress-free as possible.
A shout out to Anna. I'm sure you're smiling as you listen to Lori share your story. And anyone who's planning to downsize and declutter and move, plan ahead. Have a complimentary consultation with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Just call her at 416-697-8106. That's 416-697-8106. Lori, thanks for sharing that happy story, and I look forward to another one next week.
Absolutely. My pleasure, and have a great week, Marilyn.
You too.
Thanks.
It's World Youth Day. Young people are passionate and likely to believe they'll be young forever. They can use our coaching, mentoring, and good examples. We can open doors so they can reach for the stars and help shape a better world. We, the older adults, can help inspire our young people and stimulate them and give them hope and love and whatever else it takes to make a brighter future for all who are and those who will follow. We can eliminate barriers of entry from schools and workplaces. We can help those who wish to grow and build on their strengths. Every person is a seed that can grow and contribute to our greater good. We must grow intergenerational trust and build the future together. We can fire the imagination of our youth and inspire them to seek solutions to problems we have yet to solve. We are bound to one another. Trust is at the heart of our human connection. We can build that bond with our youth and be part of building the future world, the future for generations to come. Our youth can champion the policy decisions that will affect the decades to come. We can be the force that energizes our young people so they feel empowered to give their best efforts to living well and making life better for all who live. Building trust does not happen overnight, but when we know it must be established, we can take the first step to grow it. Our actions must meet our words. And once we build that trust, all of us, young and old, will be building blocks for a brighter future. Albert Einstein wrote, "Our death is not an end if we can live in our children and the younger generation. For they are us. Our bodies are only wilted leaves on the tree of life." And so life goes. We all can try our best and focus on giving to our young, so future generations will remember us with gladness. Now our time together for today's almost at an end. Thank you to all the healthcare professionals, essential service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Duncan, Kelly, Carlos, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for spending this hour with me and the team. Have a fabulous day. Enjoy the weekend. And during this week, perhaps try to reach out and share what you can with young people and build that essential trust. Stay well, take care, until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.